Good morning. This is a new experience for me, speaking to you in front of a camera. It is actually quite unsettling, so bear with me. Let us pray. Lord, we just thank you that as your people are gathered together in spirit, in our different locations, our different homes, Lord, we know that you are with us. I pray in Jesus' mighty name that you will speak through my lips and let the words that go forth, Lord, carry your grace to every listener so that we may be able to hear what your Spirit is saying to us this morning. This we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I have in my hand a copy of the transcript, 20 prophetic words for 2020. Each of us should have a copy of the transcript which was handed out at our different life groups. In January this year, we watched the video during the life group sessions. And from those sessions, two verses stood out to me. The first one was from Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord does nothing unless he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. The second verse comes from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe in his prophets, and you shall prosper. For the year 2020, these two verses speak loud and clear. We are now in April of 2020. And what a year it has been so far. To say it has been eventful is a complete understatement. In Australia, from the end of last year to the beginning of this year, we have had massive forest fires that devastated vast tracts of land. Fire seems to be burning everywhere. Day turned to night with thick smoke blocking out the sun. It was surreal. It was frightening. Ferocious fires driven by high winds, moving quickly and leaving people with little time to prepare and take appropriate actions. Many properties were destroyed and 34 lives were lost. We ourselves, we were impacted during our recent road trip to Melbourne. The way home was blocked off, the only highway from Melbourne to Perth. The highway was closed because the roads were damaged by intense heat from the forest fire. The roads were deemed unsafe because any sudden shift in the wind direction could put people in its path in grave danger. And the remote location means that no help will be forthcoming. So all traffic was halted at the roadhouse in Kaiguna by the authorities. As a result, we had no choice but to turn back, driving more than 2,500 kilometers to Melbourne, leaving my car at my daughter's house and fly back to Perth. Now, during this tragic time, there were many calls to churches to pray for divine intervention. Praise God, he heard the prayers of his saints and intervened, sending rains to douse the fires, although no rain was originally forecasted. He sent rain, more rain, and even more rain. Those storms not only helped douse the fires that was expected to burn for months, But it caused floods as well. And the drought in many areas was broken and the dams filled. Praise the Lord. On the global front, we had the civil unrest in Hong Kong that festered for months, resulting in turmoil in what was normally, or what is normally, an orderly and peaceful city. Many people lost their livelihoods, businesses were ruined, transportation and the sense of normal life was disrupted. Then we had Iran firing missiles at U.S. bases in Iraq in retaliation for the killing of an Iranian general. In the process of firing the missiles, you will recall, they shot down an Ukrainian civil jetliner, killing all on board, some 176 souls. The world worried if we will have a war in the Middle East, fearing that it will drag the surrounding countries into the cauldron, and what impact there would be on the oil supply and the resulting spike in oil and the impact on the world economy. Now, in the middle of all this happenings, we started hearing about Wuhan, China. This was sometime at the end of January. Little did we know that in a short span of 3 months, lo and behold, the whole world will be in complete turmoil. Now, in preparing for this message, I revisited the 20 prophetic words for 2020. And these are the additional insight, or perhaps I should call it hindsight, that I received in addition to the earlier ones. Number one, the passage from Haggai chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. And I read, "For this says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake the heaven and earth, the sea and dry land, and I will shake the nations, and they shall come to the desire of the nations. And I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts." Number two, from the transcript, many prophecies had words like shaking, tumultuous, unrest, out of comfort zone. 8 times in all they were mentioned. And thirdly, many prophecies had words like outpouring, anointed, harvest, 9 times in all they were mentioned. Clearly, there are 2 main prophetic emphases in the 20 prophetic words for 2020. The first one, shaking. God is shaking. The shaking of heaven and earth, the sea and dry land. Clearly from world events, there are earthquakes happening daily somewhere in the world. Many are unreported or unnoticed because they happen in places that are uninhabited and therefore cause no major damage to properties or fatalities. Similarly, although there are many volcanic eruptions and they are also unreported for the same reasons. Although recently we heard of the one in Indonesia, in Krakatau, in Sunda Straits. And this is because Krakatau has a history of massive eruptions that cause devastation. So clearly, God is shaking heaven and earth, and as in Haggai chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Further, nations are currently shaken by the corona pandemic. Millions have been infected, and sadly, many lives have been lost. Businesses, livelihoods, economies have been destroyed by lockdowns and quarantines imposed by governments everywhere. There is fear and panic everywhere as people face an uncertain future and unknown. The sense of normalcy and the daily routine has been disrupted. Yes, nations everywhere of the earth are being shaken by God. So the first prophetic emphasis is God is shaking the heaven and earth, the sea and dry land. He is shaking the status quo. The second prophetic emphasis is there will be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit and great harvest in 2020 and the decade beyond. The faithful servants of God have heard from God. They have released His word and prophesied that from the year 2020 onwards, there will be a mighty move of God. Praise God. Pouring His Holy Spirit upon His people, reviving, transforming, and empowering people for the work He has in store, the great harvest. Praise and glory to His name. The events happening before us should cause us to reflect and ponder. And we certainly have a lot of time at the moment to reflect and ponder because of the lockdown. The question is, has God gotten our attention yet? Has He? If so, how then should we, the people of God, position ourselves? 3 points. Number one, position ourselves to encounter God. Number two, walk by faith, practice the presence of God. And number three, agree and declare, intercede and pray. So number one, position ourselves to encounter God. Last week on Resurrection Sunday, we heard the message from Pastor Ludwig that number one, God is moving. And number two, we the people of God are to believe God. Number three, again, we the people of God are to believe His prophets. And number four, we are to believe His word. And number five, we are to position ourselves to encounter God and realign ourselves with God's will and purposes. After the Lord's resurrection, the disciples waited patiently, following the Lord's command in the upper room for the promise of the Holy Spirit. Let me emphasize, they waited patiently. Let none of us be like the five foolish virgins who missed out because they fell asleep and later found out to their horror that they missed out. Let us wait patiently for the Lord. Let us wait patiently for God's timing like the disciples of old. For He who calls us is faithful. who also will do it. So number one, position ourselves to encounter God. Wait patiently, for truly a new day has already dawned. Amen. Number two, walk by faith, practice the presence of God. Now, during this period of shaking, to help ourselves, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of sound mind. So we are not to act out of fear or panic, but we are to act and live our lives according to Hebrews 10:38, the just shall live by faith. And again, in 2 Corinthians 5:7, we walk by faith, not by sight. God has promised that He is with us, even to the end of the age. And again in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Yes, that includes turbulent times as well, and especially so. So let's take Him at His word. We do that by faith, practicing the presence of God. In the 17th century, during the 30-year war in Europe, a brother Lawrence coined the phrase, the practice of the presence of God. This came about one wintry day when he went out for a walk in the forest. And he came by a tree that was totally stripped of leaves, being winter. Standing there, looking at that tree, it dawned on him that in a couple of months, that same tree will be fully covered with leaves. And he said to himself, God must be here. An intense consciousness of the awesome presence of God overwhelmed him. And from that day onwards, wherever he went, whatever he was doing, he was fully conscious that God was present with him. Amen. Now, his duty in the monastery was cooking in the kitchen. A humble cook. Whenever he was in the kitchen preparing and cooking, Psalm 139, verse 7 to 10 was his constant refrain. And I read, it says, where could I go to escape from you? Where could I get away from your presence? If I go to the heaven, you will be there. If I lay down in the world of the dead, you would be there. If I flew away to the farthest east or lived in the farthest place of the west, you would be there to help me. You would be there to lead me. Praise the Lord. So, ladies, whenever you are in the kitchen preparing and cooking for the family, God is there with you too. Amen. You can also recite this passage from Psalm 139 to yourself. So start memorizing and meditating. Amen. Jesus is our good shepherd, and we are the sheep of his pasture. He ever watches over us, including moments we currently face. Whatever we need, he cares for us. Jesus is there. Is it peace of mind that we need? Jesus is there to quell the storm and say, peace, be still. Praise God. let there be peace in our hearts. Amen. Is protection what we need? Then he is our shield and our buckler. Are we hurting and in trouble? Then picture ourselves. Picture yourselves as in the story of the footprints in the sand. This believer in the story dreamt that he was walking with Jesus on the beach all through his spiritual journey. When he looked back, he saw two sets of footprints in the sand. However, he observed that during the dark moments in his life, there was only one set of footprints in the sand, and this really troubled him. And he complained to the Lord, saying, "After I decided to follow you, Lord, why did you leave me during those dark moments when I needed you most?" Jesus lovingly said to him, "My precious child, during those dark moments when you were weak, I was the one who was carrying you in my arms." Yes, Jesus is that set of footprints in the sand, carrying us when we need him most. May we ever thrust ourselves into his loving arms. Amen. Jesus is our good shepherd. We belong to him. He has bought us with his own precious blood. The good shepherd never leaves his sheep in times of trouble or need. So number two, walk in faith. Practice the presence of God. Number three, agree and declare. Intercede and pray. The prophetic word following shaking is, there will be a great outpouring of the Spirit of God and a great harvest of souls. How then should we position ourselves and act? Firstly, we agree and declare the prophetic word, so that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, it shall be established according to 2 Corinthians 13:1. So Lord, we agree and declare your secrets that your prophets have revealed. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, your people, for the great harvest. We wait upon you with hungry hearts and in great anticipation. Be unto us according to your word. Amen. Secondly, like natural childbirth, the birthing of the great move of God requires travailing through intercessory prayer and fasting. God is calling his people to prayer and fasting, interceding for his will and purposes to be fulfilled. Is it not the fast that I have chosen, says the Lord in Isaiah 58 verse 6, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, "Here I am." Through his prophets, God has spoken. So shall his word be that goes forth from his mouth. It shall not return to him void, but shall accomplish what he pleases and prosper in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55 verse 11. We can act in partnership with God through our prayer and fasting. And He will answer us. Amen. Let us intercede for the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit to empower His people. Let us intercede that God will raise laborers and send workers into the harvest fields. Let us pray that churches will arise and align with God's will. Our God has revealed His secrets to His servants, the prophets. His prophets has declared His word, His secrets to us. Recent events have shown us that what God is doing, will we align and participate in what's coming in 2020 and beyond? Will we? Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord God Almighty, in your infinite wisdom, you have revealed your secrets to your servants, the prophets. Thank you for your servants that have faithfully declared what you have revealed to them. Lord, we agree and declare with what your servants have prophesied. Shake, Lord, the nations, that the nations will come to you, Jesus, the desire of the nations, and fill your temple with glory. Pour out your Spirit for the great harvest. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, during this period of shaking, minister to us, your people, especially to those of us who have been impacted and are feeling disorientated and lost. Meet us at our needs, Lord. Be to us the good and loving shepherd, always present, always caring for us, always protecting us, and always providing for us. Lord, may your Holy Spirit come like a mighty rushing wind and sit on us to set us on fire, like your early disciples on the day of Pentecost, that we, your people, will arise and align ourselves to your will and purposes. Lord, through this shaking and the mighty move of your Holy Spirit that you have started, for the great harvest your prophets have prophesied, let us, the universal body of Christ, be your willing and faithful vessel through your abundant grace, that your name may be glorified. This we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you.